Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sarabjit Kaur. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in 200th anniversary celebrations of Sri Swaminarayan Mandir in Vartal, Gujarat through video conferencing today. Campaigning for first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand to end this evening. Justice Sanjeev Khanna to be sworn in as Chief Justice of India this morning. Trial in rape and murder of R.G. Kaur Medical College's junior doctor case to begin today in special Kolkata court. 29th Annual UN Climate Change Conference, COP29, to begin today at Baku in Azerbaijan. And Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy to start at Rajgir in Bihar today. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the 200th anniversary celebrations of Sri Swaminarayan Mandir in Vartal, Gujarat through video conferencing today. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Sri Swaminarayan Mandir in Vartal has been influencing the social and spiritual life of people for many decades. In Jharkhand, campaigning for the first phase of the assembly elections will end this evening. Polling in this phase will be held in 43 constituencies on Wednesday. Our correspondent reports that star campaigners of both the NDA and the India Bloc are making last-ditch efforts to woo the voters in favour of their party candidates.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to address BJP party workers of Jharkhand at 12:30 PM in Mera Booth Sabse Majboot program through video conferencing. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will hold rally in support of former Chief Minister Champai Soren at football ground in Adityapur under Sarai Kela constituency. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will hold two election rallies at Panki and Chhatarpur assembly constituencies. Senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren will address election meetings at four places of Husainabad, Sarai Kela, Ichagarh and Silli assembly seats. UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will address a series of meetings at Bhavnathpur, Palamu, Husainabad, Daltonganj and Panki assembly seats. Leader of RJD, AJSU and left parties will also hold election meetings in different parts of the state. With KK Lal, Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Ranchi.
Hectic campaigning is underway in Maharashtra for assembly elections. Our correspondent reports that leaders from various political parties are canvassing across the state to garner support of the electorates.
Union Minister and Bharatiya Janata Party leader Nitin Gadkari is going to address rallies at four locations in Nagpur today. Chief Minister of Maharashtra and Shiv Sena leader Eknath Shinde will be campaigning in Jalna. Deputy Chief Minister and BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis will be campaigning in Nagpur, Gondia and Mumbai. Deputy Chief Minister and NCP President Ajit Pawar will be canvassing in Nandurbar, Nanded and Amravati. NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar is going to campaign in five constituencies in Dhule and Jalgaon in favour of MVA candidates. Yesterday, Shiv Sena UBT Chief Uddhav Thackeray campaigned in Solapur while Aditya Thackeray was campaigning in Bhaikala. Meanwhile, the Maharashtra Congress has suspended 28 rebel candidates from 22 assembly constituencies for anti-party activities ahead of the upcoming polls. Voting in the state will be held on 20th November while counting of votes will take place on 23rd November. Prarthana, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
In our series of constituency profiles, today we take a look at Kamti Assembly seat in Nagpur district of Maharashtra. State BJP Chief Chandrasekhar Bavankule is contesting from this seat for November 20 polls. Our correspondent has the details.
Adjacent to Nagpur and situated on the border of Madhya Pradesh, the Kamti constituency of Nagpur Rural has been the stronghold of the BJP for the past 15 years. The total number of voters in this constituency is over 5 lakh. In this assembly election, Bavankule will contest from the Kamti constituency and he will face off against the Congress candidate Suresh Bhoyar. A total of 19 candidates are in the fray in this constituency. Kamti constituency has issues like encroachment, crop damages due to heavy rain and rising crime. Dhananjay Vankhede, Akashwani News, Nagpur.
Justice Sanjeev Khanna will take oath as the 51st Chief Justice of India this morning. President Draupadi Murmu will administer oath of office to him at a special ceremony at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. Justice Sanjeev Khanna succeeds Justice D.Y. Chandrachud, who demitted office yesterday. We have a report on this.
Born on 14th May 1960, Justice Sanjeev Khanna was enrolled as an advocate with the Bar Council of Delhi in 1983. He practiced in the District Court in Tees Hazari in Delhi and later in the Delhi High Court and different tribunals. Justice Khanna was appointed as an additional judge of the Delhi High Court in 2005 and was made a permanent judge in 2006. He was elevated as a judge of the Supreme Court in January 2019. Justice Sanjeev Khanna has been part of several landmark Supreme Court judgments such as upholding abrogation of Article 370, scrapping the electoral bond scheme and upholding the use of electronic voting machines. He will have a tenure of around 6 months. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In West Bengal, the trial in the ghastly rape and murder of a junior woman doctor at Kolkata-based R.G. Kaur Medical College and Hospital will start at a special court from today. The trial will be conducted on a fast track and daily basis. It will start 94 days after the body of the junior doctor was discovered within the R.G. Kaur premises on the morning of August the 9th. The CBI had filed its first charge sheet in the matter 35 days before the beginning of the trial process. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the Morning News. The annual session of the Indian Road Congress being held in Raipur will conclude today. The four-day session covered a wide range of topics related to the road sector. Our correspondent reports that discussions focused on necessary measures to improve road quality and reduce road accidents.
According to Dharmanand Sarangi, Director General of Road Development and Special Secretary at the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways, the central government is identifying black corridors and white corridors across the country based on road accident data from the past 3 years. Roads with no reported accidents are labeled white corridors where preventive measures are being implemented to maintain safety. On the other hand, accident-prone areas are classified as black spots where both short and long-term safety interventions are underway to mitigate future risk. Vikalp Shukla, Akashvani News, Raipur.
In Andhra Pradesh, Finance Minister P. Keshav will present the budget for the financial year 2024-25 today in the State Assembly in Amravati. Our correspondent reports that this is the first full-fledged budget of the NDA Alliance government, which took office in June this year.
The Finance Minister of Andhra Pradesh, Payyavul Kesav, will present the full budget for the financial year 2024-25 with an outlay of about 2.90 lakh crores. Budget allocations for welfare programs and the promises made in the election manifesto, including the Super 6 guarantees, are likely to be made. Significant allocations are expected for construction of capital city Amaravati and other key infrastructure projects. Sai Sisla for Akashvani News, Vijayawada.
The 29th Annual UN Climate Change Conference, COP29, will kick off at Baku in Azerbaijan today. Dubbed as Finance COP, the two-week-long event will focus heavily on securing a new climate finance target for countries most vulnerable to climate impacts. We have a report on this.
The COP29 will bring together negotiators from nearly 200 countries, including India, to advance the Paris Agreement's goals of limiting global temperature rise, strengthening climate resilience, and mobilizing support for developing nations. For India and the Global South, access to finance, technology, and energy resources remain critical to meeting climate targets and protecting communities on the front lines of climate change. India has so far played a key role in shaping global climate finance frameworks to address the urgent funding needed for both mitigation and adaptation efforts. At Baku, India will seek a new collective quantified goal for climate finance, which is far ahead of the outdated $100 billion annual target set in 2009. Jigyasa Pandey, Akashvani News, Delhi.
First Deputy Prime Minister of Russia, Denis Manturov, reached Mumbai yesterday on a visit to India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said in a social media post that he's looking forward to their engagement at the India-Russia Business Forum today. India-Russia Business Forum is focused on boosting economic ties between the two nations. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, in collaboration with the Ministry of External Affairs, will organize a six-day Indian Technical and Economic Cooperation Executive Capacity Building Program from today in New Delhi. Senior officials of national human rights institutions from 8 countries, including Maldives, Nepal, Sri Lanka and Thailand, among others, will participate in the program. The Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy 2024 will start at Rajgir in Bihar today. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will inaugurate the 10-day event this evening. In addition to India, top Asian hockey teams from China, Japan, Malaysia, Korea and Thailand are participating in the event. Talking to Akashvani News, Director General of Bihar Sports Authority, Ravindran Sankaran, expressed excitement about the enthusiasm among the 6 participating teams. Mr. Sankaran emphasized that the state government aims to make Bihar a major hub for sports in eastern India.
Bihar is going to be the sports hub of eastern India. Aur dusra, Bihar mein sports culture will take a very big leap. Aur 6 teamon ka utsah bahut acha hai.
In squash, India's Veer Chotarani emerged victorious at the White Oaks Cup 2024 PSA Challenger event in Canada, capturing the title with a commanding 3-0 win over Canada's 5th seed Salah Etrogaman in the final. In chess, Grandmaster Arvind Chittambaram defeated world number 2 Arjun Iragesi in a round 6 of the Chennai Grandmasters 2024 yesterday. The victory ended Arjun Iragesi's unbeaten streak to throw open the Chennai Grandmasters title race. Arjun and Levon Aronian now lead jointly with 4 points each, followed closely by Aravind and Amin Tabate, half a point behind. In cricket, South Africa defeated India by 3 wickets in a thrilling encounter at St. George's Park in Gaborone last night. Chasing down India's target of 125, the hosts crossed the winning line in 19 overs, finishing at 128 for the loss of 7 wickets. The third match will be played in Centurion on Wednesday. In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, at 9:30 tonight, we will bring an insightful discussion on air pollution impact and mitigation with Professor Neeraj Gupta, Department of Respiratory Medicine at Safdarjung Hospital, and Mukul Sanwal, Senior Environmentalist. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to pose questions to our expert regarding air pollution. To participate, simply dial the telephone numbers 011-2342-1050 and 011-2331-4444, 9:30 p.m. onwards today. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Sarabjit. Republicans close in on control of U.S. House of Representatives, reports the Hindustan Times. With votes still being counted, Republicans has won 213 seats in 435-member House, the paper adds. Designated Khalistani terrorist Arshdeep Dalla detained in Canada, reports the Tribune. Wanted in extortion cases, Dalla ran a terror module on Niger's behalf, says paper. After massive overnight drone strikes by Russia, Ukraine launches its biggest drone attack on Moscow since start of war, informs the Indian Express. The Financial Express writes, COP29 begins today under Trump's shadow. Taliban government officials will attend COP29 summit, informs the Hindustan Times. Trained at Atari canines, add bite to customs fight against drug trade, says the Tribune. And finally, save the dates. 48 lakh weddings ahead. Around 48 lakh ceremonies expected, generating business worth 6 lakh crore, says the Pioneer. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in 200th anniversary celebrations of Sri Swaminarayan Mandir in Vartal, Gujarat through video conferencing today. Campaigning for first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand to end this evening. Justice Sanjeev Khanna to be sworn in as Chief Justice of India this morning. Trial in rape and murder of R.G. Kaur Medical College's junior doctor case to begin today in special Kolkata court. 29th annual UN Climate Change Conference, COP29, to begin today at Baku in Azerbaijan, and Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy to start at Rajgir in Bihar today. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.